Hi, my name is Wayne Jansen and this is a No Foods podcast. I'm speaking with former Green Senator and leader Bob Brown, who's leading a Stop a Dining convoy up the east coast of Australia. And good morning, Bob, and thanks for talking to
G'day. Us. G'day. It's great to be here. Back in Albury, I remember coming here with the Franklin campaign and getting a good reception, but this is bigger.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, how many people are you expecting on the convoy throughout the...
I'm finding that impossible to tell. We've got 800 cars or individuals signed up, and you can double that for the number of people coming. But a lot of them are just coming to events. Some are driving a few kilometres up the highway. There's 20 or 30 doing the full 5,000 kilometres. So, yes, we're a convoy that's coming and going with the towns and cities we're visiting.
And how are you finding the reception? I mean, it's early days.
I mean, just this morning, it's Good Friday, so there's not too many coffee shops open. In fact, we couldn't find any, but the garage fellow said he wanted to come with us when we pulled in there to get a coffee this morning. People are very friendly everywhere, and we've had people waving along the highway and from roadsides in Tasmania. So there's a good feeling. Terrific send-off by 1,000 people in Melbourne yesterday and 600 in Hobart before that. And the feeling's all positive. After all, we are representing the majority of Australians who don't want Adani and that mine going ahead in Queensland.
Yeah. So look, on the Adani mine, what's his name? Steve Smith from the CFMEU. Sounds like you study when you say that now. He's obviously come out speaking against you and...
Steve needs to catch up with some of his colleagues. As we went past a building construction site in Melbourne, the whole lot started shouting and yelling support. So that's where the majority support is in Australia, including with construction workers.
So just before we move off those detractors from what you're doing, what do you say to people that, you know, up in Queensland are saying, well, no, this is our issue, this is our local issue, butt out you people from the south?
I say, look, Joe Jelke-Peterson came down to Tasmania so many years ago and said, you've got to build that dam. Well, we're just using the same privileges. In fact, I'm taking a cue from Joe Jelke-Peterson when we say we can go anywhere in Australia we want, particularly with an issue, and this is the problem, of coal mining, which affects everybody and every living being on this planet. We know that the Townsville floods were worse because of coal. The million death of fish in this river, and here we are standing by the Murray on the Darling River, which runs into the Murray downstream of here this summer because of drought, worse because of coal. The bushfires in Tasmania, worse because of coal. In fact, estimates of 150,000 people died because of global warming on this planet this last year. Now, if we had no alternative, this would be a problem. But we've got a cheaper, better alternative coming from the sun up there, and that's renewable energy. And the technology's available, we should be taking it, and not pandering to billionaires who want to keep exploiting old technologies, which are dangerous. Well, they are destructive to the economy, the employment, and the environmental future, not just of Australians, but people right around the planet.
So Adani himself, his record environmentally, should he be trusted with running a coal mine in Australia?
No, he's acted with a great disgraceful abandon to villages and people in his own country. And there we've got an Adani mine subsidiary now flattening a forest while we're standing here in India for mining against the wishes of local people. This guy, you know... Well, we've got a seat for him here today in Albury. We'll have one in Sydney. We'll have one in Brisbane. We'll have one in Claremont and in Canberra. Let him get in his Learjet and come over and defend the indefensible. He's not going to do that because he's about money. Well, we're about kids, the planet, our fellow creatures, life on this planet. What a beautiful thing it is. And we're here to defend it and make sure it's here for people like us 1,000 years from now.
Something that hasn't been spoken a lot about, there's indigenous issues wrapped up in this as well.
There certainly are.
Can you give us a brief?
Well, the Wangan and Jangalingo people are holding a festival at Claremont, and they've invited us to come to that, and we're going to take them up on that. Well, we know the history in Australia, and I was in the Parliament when the legislation went through for so-called land rights. No, they're not. They allow Aboriginals to be consulted, but ultimately to not have a decision. I've spoken with the W&J people up there, Adrian Barragubba in Marawa. They don't want this mine. So when did Gautama Adani sit down and talk to them? Not ever. Disdainful override. That's what we've had. And so we're here in support of them. And we've had Aboriginal people who want strength messages sent to their kith and kin in Queensland, sending us off from Hobart and from Melbourne. And we'll see that right up the line.
Okay, so today you're in Albury-Wodonga. Where are you tomorrow? Where are your stops, basically, along the way, so people can catch up?
We'll be stopping in Sydney, then in Coffs Harbour. We've got Sunday, we've got an event in the middle of the day at Mullumbimby at the showgrounds there. And then we'll be moving on to Brisbane, where we've got, on Monday morning, a walk through Brisbane to the Adani offices. I hope Mr. Dow will be there and will have a talk with us, because I'm up to talking with him, that's for sure. We then move on up the coast to Airlie Beach, across to Claremont, which is a bustling town where, contrary to what the Courier Mail's had to say, many businesses are going to welcome us to their businesses, because they're interested in, without fear or favour, having people come to their town, see what a friendly place it is. And hats off to the mayor there. She said, I'm a proud coal miner, I'm a proud supporter of coal, but I also believe in freedom of democracy and free speech and peaceful protest. Good on you, Mayor. We're there in that spirit, and we'll be coming from there down to Canberra for the biggest festival of democracy of all. We'll be there on May the 5th, in front of Parliament House, that's a Sunday, just 2 weeks before the election, to assure everybody in Australia they'll be making the right decision for the future. If they overlook all the other things, the handouts and the squabbles about who's going to get the most money, well, they've got to take those into account. But remember, the biggest issue confronting this planet is global warming. And they can vote for Adani, they can vote for somebody sitting on the fence, or they can vote against Adani. And I think we're going to see that change a lot of votes, as it did back in 1983 with the Franklin.
Okay, so if people want to get involved, want to join the convoy, yes, how can they do that? Where do they go?
Go to www.bobbrown and look at the red button. You'll see it there for the Stop Adani convoy. And yes, you can get involved by joining the convoy. We love to get expressions of support. And we also, of course, we're a small organisation. We'll be hosting that big event in front of Parliament House with the Australian Conservation Foundation, but funding is a big help from that. We're relying on public funding. We're not got the multi-million dollar public relations outfits that the big mining corporations have got.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure.
To No Fibs, and I wish you luck on your travels.
Thank you, and all my very best to Margot.
Well, actually, she's hoping to catch up with you in, is it Port Macquarie you're stopping?
We're stopping in Mullumbimby, and we're staying overnight in Coffs Harbour.
At Coffs Harbour it is. She's Coffs hoping Harbour. To catch up with you.
Oh, so well, I look forward to seeing her there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very well said.